Blog Talk Radio.
You were created to give God the glory and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be on this morning. Good morning. It is, hallelujah, April the 20th, 2024. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage, and you have entered into the Blog Talk Zone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. This is the fourth month, and guess what? We are almost out of April. We got one more full week, and then it will be done. Praise God. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the president and CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. We honor our co-host who did an outstanding job on last week. And I just thank God for her and all of you. I just thank God to be able to be on the air this morning, because the last time I was supposed to be on the air, the beginning of April, just before the eclipse, that we had technical difficulty, and I just don't believe Satan wanted me to have anything to say. But this morning, he's alive, and we are here to give God the glory. So with that being said, let's get into our announcements, shall we? Those of you that have sent a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, I appreciate it. Hallelujah. I just got some of you, your offerings in the mail, and I appreciate it. Well, I'm going to ask for a special offering because we are going into our special event on June the 8th, 2024. It is an outstanding event. We have it. It's free. I need you guys to show up and show out. Praise the Lord. So I need your financial support. I don't sell tickets for this event. This is a free event. I want you to come. I want you to eat. I want you to say how much this ministry has fed into your life. So we are feeding you physically and we are feeding you spiritually. So the donations that you give us, we put into the ministry that we may provide a service to the community. So this is our service to the community. We have it at Wisdom Village in the community center. You can call me or our co-host to let me know you're coming. And certainly with those donations, you can send those donations now to help support this event. You can send them. You can make checks out to Amazing Grace Ministries, P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. You can also Zelle us or Cash App us. That is good, too. Let us know, and I will get you that information. Praise the Lord. We are in expectation of a great event. Ooh, we are in expectation of a great event. If y'all didn't hear me, I want y'all to hold on to that last word I said. Praise God. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to let me know. If there is a particular topic that you want to hear, Dr. Carey, I just need to know a little bit more about faith. I need to know how to overcome my issues of anxiety. I need to overcome my issues of depression. Understand that you have two individuals that are ground in dealing with mental health, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So, yes, and physically. So, therefore, if there is a topic that you want to discuss or be heard in this talk show, give me or my co-host a text. Give us a text. And the reason why I say text is because text, you can write it down, and we can see what you want, and then we can respond from there. My number is 309-750-7584. If you need that, you can text me. Also, there is a link directly to this talk show. If you want that link, you can also text me and let me know. Those of you in Radio Land, there is a link to this show. And I usually give it out on Facebook. I give it out on X. I give it out on several other platforms. But certainly if you text me, you can get the link, and I will send you that link. We are on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., except for Christmas and New Year. Praise God. Those are the only 2 days we are not on unless Satan decides to cut the show down by technical difficulties. But we bind that in the name of Jesus, because certainly he can't stop the will and the plan of the Lord. So with that being said, let's get into the word, shall we? There is great expectations flowing in the air because God will perform his words. Not only will he perform his word in us, but he is also faithful and just. God loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son as a ransom for our sins. So on this morning, we have an expectation of God, and that expectation is to perform in us his perfect will. We have a word on today that will captivate your mind, to illuminate your hearts, and to lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey in great peace, greater hope, and closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The theme for April has been God's creation will praise him because He controls the miraculous. God's creation will praise him because God controls the miraculous. And this third Saturday in April, the title of the theme is, if you have not already guessed, Great Expectations. Great Expectations. Let's read the word, shall we? And we're just going with one scripture on today, praise God, and that's coming from Luke, the first chapter, verse 45. And I'm going to read two versions of this same scripture. Blessed is she who believe, for there will be a fulfillment of these things which was told to her from the Lord. And blessed is she that believe, for there should be a performance of those things which will be told to her from the Lord. Now you got fulfillment. One scripture says fulfillment and one scripture says performance. And they're used semi-changingly, meaning the same thing. And let me give you some definitions. And that's it, y'all. That's the scripture I'm reading. But we have a theme today is Great Expectations. But I need to talk about some definitions. When you look at great, it's nobly large in size. It's huge. It's a large number or measures the number of it is great. When you look at expectations, it's a belief that something will happen or is likely to happen, the act or the state of expecting. So when you have expectation, you have anticipation. You are in expectation of what will happen. So you're looking for it. You're expecting it. And we have talked about, even before we got in the year, we have been talking about the miraculous in 2024. Mm-hmm. Expectations. Based from expecting assurance, they have every expectation of success. So it is not only the purpose or the purpose of inheritance is also a definition which looks at the state of expectancy. So in essence, we can say that we are in a state of expectancy. So when we look at definitions, and let's look at the definitions according to the word in Scripture. Purpose, a reason to expect that something will happen in the future, a declaration. Reason to expect something, ground for expectation of success, improvement, excellence, statement telling someone that you will definitely do something. And this is the definition for declaration, or that something will definitely happen in the future. So in essence, we can look at a promise as a declaration of something that will happen, or something that we can anticipate, happening. So in essence, it's also a oath, a vow, a word, and then it also means synonym. You know what synonyms, words, different words that mean the same thing, covenant. So also fulfillment. I talked about, and I gave you those two versions of the scripture, and I pointed out one said fulfillment and the other said promise. So when we look at the fulfillment word, it means the act or process of fulfilling. And there are some synonyms or some other words that mean the same thing, which accomplishment or achievement, commission, impartation, fulfillment. All these words are synonym for fulfillment. And then we have performance, which is an execution of an act. Performance. There is something that must be performed, implementation, and also the fulfillment of a claim or promise or request. you know, performances. You go to a show and then the actors on stage perform that play. Mm-hmm. There is an act. There is a act of the material that they're presenting to us. Mm-hmm. Come on, I'm going someplace, y'all. Y'all just wait on me. I'm going there. Let us go. This reminds me of the story of The Great Expectation. For those of you, I'm going to give you a little background. Expectation, The Great Expectation, is the 13th novel of Charles Dickens's. And this novel was entitled Great Expectation, which refers to the individual's great expectations. Pip has coming into his benefactor's property upon his disclosure to him and achieving his intended role as a gentleman at that time. So here is a novel based on a young man that was given a promise of inheritance. And this promise was based upon him becoming a gentleman and certainly educating himself and certainly growing and becoming personally developed is the story of this young man. And certainly this would have been, Great Expectations would have been readings for those that are in school, forget what grade, the grammar school or high school, I would say high school, they would have to read this. Mm-hmm. So in essence, this is an individual that had great expectations. I want to know out there this morning, how many of you have great expectations? Do you have expectations, great expectations of the miraculous, of what God will do or what God has promised he said he will do? Mm-hmm. Just like the novel. He had to go through some trials and tribulations. He had to go through the process of coming, being poor and working his way up to become a gentleman, becoming educated. Mm-hmm. Those trials, those tribulations. Mm-hmm. We have trials and tribulations that we will go through as well. So let's get the text. The Bible, this is the Bible's version of Great Expectation. And when you look at Luke chapter 1, verses 35 through 45, and I'm going to ring the New King James Version, it says, and the angel answered, and this is a familiar passage of Scripture. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come unto you, and the power of the holy of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, but Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age and is now the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God, hallelujah, circle that, for with God nothing will be impossible. God will do the miraculous. We came into this year talking about how God will do the miraculous. And today's topic is God, the great expectations. I could say that great expectations of God to do the miraculous, mm-hmm, because he's performing in us his will to do. So verse 38 says, then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now, Mary visits Elizabeth, 39. Now, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth, Zacchaeus, and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spake out with a loud voice, saying, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. 43, but why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of these things which were told her from the Lord. There is that word again, fulfillment. Fulfillment. And I'm going to read you another verse, another version, praise the Lord. And this is the Living Bible. The angel replied, the Holy Spirit shall come unto you, and the power of God will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will ultimately holy the Son of God. Furthermore, 6 months ago, your aunt Elizabeth, the barren one, they called her because became pregnant in her old age. For every promise from God shall surely come true. Come on now, y'all need to be clapping your hands. Every promise from God shall come true. Everything that he says shall come true. Mary said, I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you said come true. And then the angel disappeared. Verses 39 through 40. A few days later, Mary hurried to the highlands of Judah, to the town where Zacchaeus lived, to visit Elizabeth. And the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child, leaped within her, and she was fulfilled with the Holy Spirit. And she gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, you are favored by God among all the other women, and your child is destined from God's most highest praise. What an honor this is that the mother of my Lord shall visit me. When you came in and greeted me, the instant I heard your voice, my baby moved in me for joy. You believed that God would do what he said, and that is why he has given you this wonderful blessing. And Mary respond, oh, how I praise the Lord. I need you to respond, oh, how I praise the Lord. Now, I want you to understand there are some elements that's needed to understand God's covenant, because there is a covenant between you and us. Now, when you look at the Old Testament times, the covenant was a custom of cutting and dividing animals into two to dividing animals into two and passing between two parts to ratify or to signify this covenant. Mm-hmm. It was a covenant between God and man, and there had to be a sacrifice with this covenant. And this covenant, there had to be a blood sacrifice that donated or that indicated the covenant between man and God. And God had a covenant with Noah after the flood, that the type of judgment that he displayed on the earth would not be repeated. Certainly, we can go back to note that there are several places in the Word of God that dictates and gives the principles that this covenant and how it works. God promised to save and bless men on the condition of their obedience. So if you keep your obedience with God, if you keep God's commandments, if you walk upright before the Lord, then God will keep his covenant with you. And that was the covenant between man and God, starting with Abraham. Mm-hmm. And this covenant was an agreement. It was a contract. It was a binding contract. Uh-huh. It was a binding contract that you can find between men and other men, and God and man, and Joshua 9 and 6, and the ninth chapter of Joshua also talks about the covenant. 1 Samuel 11 and 1 talks about the covenant between individuals. And, of course, we go in Genesis 31 and 44, it gives us the condition of receiving of what this covenant was to be about. It was an oath that was sworn upon. And you can find that throughout Genesis, not only in the 31st verse of Genesis, but also the 21st verse. Covenant had to have witnesses. It was like a gift. It was also various examples, or God would have pillars of stone erected to indicate, to show forth what or where, or indicate there was a covenant between Abraham, covenant between the forefathers, in terms of Jacob and Isaac and all of those. There were covenant. He had a covenant with his people of Israel. And that covenant was that I'm going to give you into the land of milk and honey, but you are not to follow after the same things that the nations living in that land shall follow after, especially idolatry. You are not to sin. You are not to turn away from my word. As you can see in the text today, that there was a fulfillment. There was a performance of God's word. And we are talking about great expectations in us. Why are we talking about great expectations? Because even in the last days, even in the world that we're living in, there is an expectation that God has of us and that we have of him. If our ways please him, then guess what, y'all? He's going to give us the desires of our heart. And if our ways please him, then we want to do the will of God, which has called us, because we have been called with a purpose. We have been called with a purpose to perform. There will be a fulfillment in us of the Spirit of God to perform his will in us. Elements of promise. We can go to Exodus, and I'm going to just read through the word this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to read all scriptures, but if you want these scriptures, I certainly will text them to you. Starting with Exodus 12 and 25, it will come to pass when you come to a land which the Lord will give you, just as he promised, that ye shall keep this service. Joshua 21 and 41, the promise fulfilled. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they took possession of it and dwelled in it. I'm going to skip down to Psalm 77 and 8. Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed furthermore? Romans 4 and 20. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Hebrews 6 and 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Hebrews 10 and 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So in essence, when we look at great expectations, when we look at the miraculous, when we look at the theme going through for the last 4 months, we can see that God is performing what he said he's going to perform. If we look back in our word and we see, I read Joshua, but we also understand that the younger generation went into the promised land and the older generation didn't go into the promised land because they were full of unbelief. Don't let your unbelief keep you from the miraculous that God has for you. This is the fourth month. Satan will try to throw everything he has at you. Have you ever seen a president on trial before? No. There are going to be more stuff that happens because God's word has to be performed. And we as saints of God have to believe, have to stand, have to pray, have to give God the glory, have to seek him, and definitely have to believe. Now let us talk about, we talked about the fulfillment. We talked about the performance. Now let us talk about the obstacles that will stop the performance or delay the performance or keep the miraculous from happening in your life, which means is a lack of doubt or lack of trust. Romans 1 and 16 reads, just live by faith. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. So in essence, if you don't believe, it ain't going to happen. Verse 16, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by what? Faith. We have no other choice but to believe. We have no other choice but to know that God is able to do what he promised he's going to do. We have no other choice but to know that God has made a covenant promise with us. Now we have a covenant promise. Mm-hmm. Yes, we still have a covenant. And that covenant is between us and Jesus. When God made that covenant back in Adam's day, not in Adam's day, he made a covenant, but Adam sinned. Yes, he did. Praise God. Thank you. But when he got down to Abraham and he changed Abraham's name, praise God, and he told him he would be as the stars was in heaven, that's how many of his generations, and he wouldn't be able to count it. And it's going through now. Two of his generations fighting right now. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we understand, but God chose Isaac and for the promise. Praise God. Hallelujah. So in essence, let's look at this. Let's look at this. When we see the covenant, when we know what God has done and God has made, and that covenant is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, God has given us power. And then he said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is going to be his helper in the world. And those of us that have the Spirit dwelling on the inside, praise God, the Spirit of God came, hallelujah, that he may give us guidance and in the form of God, and in the form to represent Jesus, in the form of he, that on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord, praise God, to strengthen us, to give us strength, and to know that we must believe, that we must know that the miraculous is able to be performed in us because the covenant has been given to us. So when we look at Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, by faith we understand. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So let's look. I'm going to wrap up, praise God. Thank God to all of you that's on the line this morning. Thank God for you. I hope I'm sharing something that you can take with you. Praise God. Now let's talk about the victory in the performance or the expectation. Victory. Victory is mine, said the Lord. hallelujah. I wish I could sing that song. Victory is mine. If the Lord will fight my battles. Victory is mine. I will mess up a song, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The victory in the performance or expectation. The performance is by the Holy Spirit who will do the will of God in us. You want to write that down? I'm getting excited for what God has given to me. Victory in the performance or expectation. The performance is by the Holy Spirit who will do the will of God in us if we let him. And let me give you some scriptures. Hallelujah. Again, if you want all of them, because I'm almost done, you can get them. I have more, but praise God, but only time will allow me to read only so many. Romans 15 and 13 reads, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may be abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 and 13, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Titus 2:3-5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And Hebrews 2:4, God also bear witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. God is able to do. We have a great expectation. We have a great expectation that God is able to do what he said he's going to do, the will in us. Tired, don't get weary, don't get frustrated, because those things, Satan will try to do those things. And there are times when we get frustrated, when life happens and challenges happen, distractions happen. But all that means is we've got to find a way to go in our cubbyhole and ask for strength. The strength of God, the strength of God, the strength of God is able to strengthen us. The strength of God is able to take us to that next plateau, to where God wants us to be. In conclusion, great expectations is a promise given by God. It's a covenant that was given to Abraham, to his descendants, because Christ died for our sins. Those who accept Christ in our lives are now eligible to the promise, and certainly all of us on this line is. The Bible states that we have the promise according to our faith, because without faith it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Faith is built through hearing the word of God, and it is with the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us and give us the patience to wait on God, the wisdom in how to move to receive great expectations. It is not our own accord as the Dickens novel portrayed, but it is in God, who shares his glory with, who will share his glory with anyone. God did it. I want to read you this last quote, and I want to, I'm going to pray, praise the Lord, because the time is far spent. It is a prayer for strength, a prayer for strength. Someone sent this to me in the mail, and certainly it is an awesome prayer. And this probably will be our prayer for today, a prayer for strength. Father, the word that goes forth from your mouth will not return to you empty, but will accomplish what you desire and achieve the purpose for which you sent it. I offer to you these prayers for strength based on your word. Your word teaches that I am like the grass that withers, and my glory like the flower that fades. But your word, my God, stands forever. How blessed is the person whose strength is in you. As they pass through the valley, they go from strength to strength. God of armies, hear my prayers for strength. Amen. Father, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for everyone that's on the line on this morning who took out their busy day to come and to listen to this blog. I pray in the name of Jesus that something has been said, something has been done, that they may be encouraged to move forward and that know that God has an expectation for each and every one of us. Certainly you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly, and I pray, God, the blessings that you shine upon each and every one on this line. I pray for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for their family members. I pray for their strength. I pray, God, that you will perform greatly in our lives and encourage us to know that you haven't left us nor have you forsaken us. Even though we go through various trials and tribulations, we go from strength to strength. Because had we not gone through those trials and tribulations, we would have never known that you're a God of deliverance, that you're a God that works the problems out for us. We would have never known that you're there and that miracles can be performed in us and around us because you're able to do the miraculous in our lives. And the miraculous may be healing. It may be paying our bills. It may be encouraging our minds. It may be whatever the situation is and for that individual, but certainly you perform it because your word said you would. Now, Father God, there may be somebody out there that's not saved. And I pray those of them that hear this word of God will say, what must I do to be saved? And all you need to do is just accept Jesus Christ as your Savior by saying, God, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Hallelujah. Now you're saved, and certainly we thank God for you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. I pray for my co-host right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for her strength. I pray, God, that you encourage her mind, and encourage her family, and even in the ministry that she's taking on. And I thank you, God, for each and every one here. I pray their blessings. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Remember, blog talk celebration June the 8th. It's a Saturday from 9 to 12. Have a good breakfast. We have a good time. We will go on live, too. Praise God. So I need you to make your plans to be in the house, be in the place for that breakfast. God bless. Bye-bye.